Aren't those Archer brothers at Greenwood amazing? The Bulldogs roll to another victory, while in Boonville, the Bearcats take down rival Ozark. Springdale is 2-0 for the first time since 2018, and Bentonville West and Rogers all lose tough ones. We'll have the story next on Prep Rally.
You're watching the Prep Rally Podcast.
Welcome to the Prep Rally Podcast. Graham Thomas and Rick Fires here in Northwest Arkansas. Leland Barclay joins us from the River Valley. And Rick, it is good to see your smiling face again this morning.
Oh my goodness, I didn't, you know, I was sidelined for a little while, man. I went through a rugged rehab and I'm back and ready to go.
Rugged rehab.
I quit throwing up.
Just don't eat the tamales anymore.
That's it.
Leland, how are things in the River Valley?
Well, it was a little bit chilly this morning at the River Valley Democrat Gazette offices in historic downtown Fort Smith. But I've dug my sweatpants out and I'm prepared for winter.
Oh, good for press box food too. The sweatpants are handy. All right. Well, we had another great week of high school football. Week one in Northwest Arkansas in the River Valley, and so with that in mind, we'll jump right into Leland's top five, the give me five segment for this week. So Leland, we're going to let you go ahead and get us started.
Well, these are the top five performances from the last week in the River Valley. Number one, we start off with our River Valley Player of the Week, quarterback Ryan Allen from Mountainburg. He led the Dragons to a 50-22 win over Cedarville to keep the Treasure Chest Trophy in Mountainburg. He had 20 carries for 301 yards and 6 touchdowns. He was also 6-for-6 passing for 108 yards and another touchdown. If you're counting, that's 7 touchdowns that he accounted for on Friday night. And that kind of, he takes up kind of where he left off from last season. The last game of last season against Johnson County Westside, he had 311 yards rushing. And, of course, you can read all about that and some comments from head coach Zach Dean in today's, River Valley Democrat Gazette. Number two, Tegan Collins, a quarterback from Muldrow, in another rivalry game from Thursday night, led Roland to a 53-20 win over Muldrow. And listen to these numbers as well. 12 carries for 184 yards and 3 touchdowns. 10 of 14 passing for 158 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he returned 2 kickoffs for 97 yards, including an 80-yard touchdown run.
Wow.
He scored on runs of 1, 57 and 63 yards, and threw touchdown passes of 57 and 22 yards. And in a big the battle of 64 between Muldrow and Roland on Thursday night.
I can do math. I mean, that's a good night.
That's two just tremendous performances by quarterbacks here in the River Valley last week in big rivalry games as well. And then number three, of course, for the second week in a row, we go to Greenwood in the number three spot, and I know they're number one in the hearts of Greenwood, but Cash Archer defensively last Friday against Northside in a shutout, 8 tackles for loss, a sack, and a forced fumble in that big 58-0 win over Northside. The offense also was rolling big for Greenwood. 472 yards of offense on 52 offensive plays. That's almost 10 yards a play. The first half, the Greenwood offense was 6-for-6, and then the varsity offense played the first series of the second half, also scored. So they were 7-for-7, plus the defense recorded a safety in that big win over Northside on Friday night.
Hey, Leland, do you think that maybe we should just, like, pencil in Greenwood for a permanent spot in the Gimme 5 or just call it, you know – or just like, we just know that they're going to get their something here every week, and that'll make things fair for everyone else. I mean, because, man, we're going to talk about those guys a lot this year.
Yeah, because that's, that offense and, is just going to be prolific this year. Like I said, 7 for 7 on Friday night for the varsity offense. Just, you know, they're really rolling. And, you know, we you know, it's kind of our business that we kind of look ahead. We can do that. Coaches hate to do that. They hate for their players to do that. But, you know, we're already kind of looking ahead to that 6A West opener in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir, we
Shiloh
are.
Christian.
It's going to be a fun night. All right, how about number four?
Number four, Caleb Brewer, running back for Panama in another big rivalry game. 18 carries for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns to lead Spiro, or to lead Panama, to a 40-21 win over Spiro. That was only the third victory for the Razorbacks over Spiro in the last 50 years. So kind of a historic win for Panama on Friday night. And Caleb Brewer played baseball all summer for the Sportsman, had a great summer. He was great to talk to as well on Thursday night in a big rivalry win for Panama. Number five, Paris lost a heartbreaker last week in overtime to Waldron. Well, they bounced back in a big way on Friday night with a 48-21 win over Lavaca. Justin Churchman had 3 touchdowns in the second half, including a 23-yard touchdown run that put Paris up for good in that game.
Good for the Paris Eagles. I like Coach Weaver a lot, and good to hear that they had a nice bounce back win. Just certainly a lot of great individual performances there. Ryan Allen, I saw that one Saturday morning. I said, I couldn't wait to get that one to you. I think I'm going to make my way down to Mountain Burger Cedarville and see one of those Treasure Chest rivalry games. Well, that will lead us into our River Valley report for the week. Leland, what's going on this week?
Well, we're going to go ahead and stay with football to start off, but we've got a lot of other sports too going on. Boonville, a big 31-14 win over Ozark on Friday night in another rivalry game. The Alma Airedales were able to bounce back from that opening loss to Van Buren with a 28-14 win at Siloam Springs. And Salisaw, the Black Diamonds, they're undefeated this year at 2-0. But speaking of rivalry games, we had a bunch this week. Of course, we had the big ones week zero. Friday night, the Franklin County feud, Charleston at Ozark, that'll be another big one. You know what? Ozark has an odd situation that Clarksville, their opener, is also a rivalry game. Goes way back. Friday night, of course, they played Boonville. That series started in 1924. And then the Franklin County feud, which also goes way back. So they're kind of in an unusual situation that they play 3 non-conference games against rivals. And also the good news, Kobe Wilbanks left the game on Friday night 2 plays into the second quarter with an injury and did not return. But his diagnosis is good, and he's kind of questionable for Friday night. They don't know if they're going to, you know, if they're going to hold him out or not, because they do have a week off before conference play starts. But Kobe Wilbanks, and when he left, he had 10 carries for 106 yards before he left that game, 2 plays into the second quarter.
Yeah, they need Kobe Wilbanks.
He's one of the best in the area for sure.
So what of those 3 rival games for Ozark, which one is their number one rival? Is it this week with Charleston?
I think it's probably the Franklin County feud, you know, because that's a kind of a historic one. I mean, they're all 3 historic. I mean, Boonville goes back. They've played 87 times now, and that one goes back 100 years. But I think the Franklin County feud is kind of the big one. Although they took quite a few years off and didn't play it, and they just renewed it back in 2004. So,
what you got, Rick Fires?
I'm saying, listening to Leland, so Ozark Hill, they can't get along with anybody. They're feuding with everybody then, right? This feud and that rivalry and this rivalry. Wow, they're difficult.
Well, you know, that's a good point. And then volleyball. Hackett is off to an 11-0 start. They won the Huntsville tournament last Saturday, undefeated champs. But they're off to an 11-0 start. And in their matches, they're 29-1. They've only lost one match out of that whole thing. Caitlin Edwards with 87 assists already. So Hackett, which lost in the championship game last year, They're off to a great start, and boy, they look poised to make another run this year
now,
as well.
On that volleyball, didn't Hackett move down in class and Mansfield move
yes.
up, or do I have that backwards?
That is correct.
Okay.
They have flip-flopped. Yes, Hackett is now 2A and Mansfield is 3A.
Okay.
And then cross country this week, this past Saturday, the Van Buren girls won the Chaffee Strong Invitational. Abigail McCarty finished first. And then Nevi Angus from Alma finished second. And Olivia Prothro from Mountainburg finished fourth in that. And the Southside boys won the Chaffee Strong Invitational on Saturday. And then in tennis, the Van Buren girls doubles combination of Kendall Bessie and Mackenzie Gilliam also remained undefeated with a win over Southside on Monday. And, of course, this week in softball, fast pitch softball, the LaFleur County tournament's going on. So a lot going on in the River Valley, as I'm sure is going on in Northwest Arkansas as well.
Yeah, and on that softball, you know, you had a nice story on the Pecola Lady Indians and how they have the target on their back, and they actually even have it on their T-shirts, and that was in this week's River Valley Democrat Gazette. So I'm sure that'll be a very exciting time, and I'm glad they've got good weather to play in this week for sure. Go ahead and turn it over to Rick Fiers for this week's top five. He was absent last week, so I'm sure he has a lot to give us this week for top five.
All right, top five performances, Northwest Arkansas. This first one just makes me giddy. It makes me smile. You mentioned it earlier, Springdale High is 2-0, first time since 2018. To me, for Springdale has to be good. High school football needs to be good. When Springdale is good, high school football in Arkansas is good. They got to go back to Gerald Williams, all that Gus Malzahn. Now you got Brett Hobbs trying to turn his alma mater around. It's been like a big ship trying to get that thing turned around. And, you know, they got a chance to be 3-0. So great job by them. Our MVP, our player of the week for Northwest Arkansas, Carson Hader. Three touchdowns, 134 yards total offense. This kid shows off his versatility. He's a running back. He's a receiver, defensive back, backup quarterback, punter, kicker. The kid does everything. He's on their council for good students.
Leadership council, yeah.
Leadership. So Brett Hobbs really complimentary of him, and I am complimentary of Springdale. I love to see when Springdale's really good in high school football. And then staying with Springdale Harbor, you know, they lost their opener over Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Man, they bounced back, and let's see, they score right here, 65-50 over Farmington. I don't understand why anybody can't stop anybody anymore, but that's the way it is these days, 65-50. And rushing attack for Harbor, 362 yards, six touchdowns. Titus Kramer led the way, 184 yards rushing, five scores.
Hey, well, I wanted to say something about that one, too.
Sure.
Another, you know, Hader got the Player of the Week honors, but another good candidate would have been the quarterback, Evan Baker. I think he rushed for three touchdowns and threw for three touchdowns. So, you know, that's – when the quarterback, you can do a little more of those kind of numbers. Like, but when you're a receiver like Hader is, you only so much you can do until the ball gets in your hands.
When I looked at both of them hard – but the kid, the versatility, he plays all over the field, does a little bit of everything. Going to volleyball, Shiloh Christian won a tournament. I can't remember what tournament it was, but they did win a tournament. And kind of going over to the south of here, Fort Smith Southside come up to Bentonville and then left 3-1 victory. Coach Natalie at Thornberry, they always do a great job. They come up here to Bentonville and beat them on their home court. Gabriel Dupree and Lydia Pitts, 19 kills, 18 kills. That's quite a 1-2 punch right there. Let's go to we had Gravett over at Jay, Oklahoma. They opened up a new stadium. I don't know what the name of the new stadium is. Do you?
I think they just call it Bulldog Stadium.
Bulldog Stadium. But, you know, I've been to some of these opening nights for a new stadium or a new gymnasium or something. They got special speakers. Everybody's in a good mood. Everybody's pumped up. And then the visiting team, in this case, Gravett, goes over there and whips them. Gravett 45, Jay, Oklahoma 6. Just a great job by the Gravett Lions. Look like they're really going to be a contender this year in the 4A1 West. In my column last week, I wrote about the border wars, where Arkansas is holding up pretty well in these border wars. And here again, number one ranked Fayetteville, you know, everybody's won. They're the Arkansas defending state champions, Arkansas largest classification. So anytime they go out of state or something, everybody want to knock them off. Say, oh, we want to beat them Arkansas teams. But Fayetteville, they rallied. They were down early at Brooklyn Arrow, Oklahoma, and really got it going late. I've been bragging about their passing game, but the running game really did a great job to get them back in that game. They're 2-0. And listen, they got a week off. And then on the 27th, Texas High, Texarkana, Arkansas, they call it Texas High. They're a big-time program in that area down there. They're coming up here to play face-off against Fayetteville. That's a big-time game. You people who don't follow high school football very much, if you got no allegiances to one of the area high schools, I recommend you come up here and watch the best of Arkansas football against one of the a real traditional teams down there in Texas. I think you would enjoy that game. It's going to be an electric atmosphere, and I know the Bulldogs really want to win that game. So let's see. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's what I got for Northwest Arkansas this week.
Wow. You know, I was following along that Fayetteville game, and they were down.
They're
and
all in of trouble.
A sudden, I get my story. The story turned in, and like, oh, they rallied, and so congrats to Coach Dick and the Bulldogs with a great job. Moving on into our Northwest Arkansas sports report for the week, and kind of like Leland, there's just a lot of stuff going on, and so we'll just kind of start with cross country season began this past weekend, and the Bentonville and Fayetteville teams sent a group of kids down to South Lake Carroll, Texas, compete in the cross country meet down there, and they did well. The Bentonville boys finished fourth, and they just had an overall really good showing. Those are big meets.
Yes.
However, the kids from Bentonville and Fayetteville that were not going to that meet did compete in the Shiloh Saints Invitational on Saturday in Springdale. And both those teams did well in those meets, too. On the small school side of it, Providence Academy, man, they're AAA, and they're all in. I'm loving it. And Gabby Bishop, who's a runner you're going to read a lot about, I believe she was our runner of the year last year, and she won the girls' meet. Gravett won the small school boys' meet. And I tell you, there's just cross country. Those kids are unbelievable. If you ever been to a cross country meet, just seeing them exciting. Come through, it's just amazing.
And it's a big time up here in Northwest Arkansas, isn't it?
Yeah, how about a little high school golf? So the Bill Agler Invitational is going on this week in Fayetteville at Fayetteville Country Club. The first day was on Monday. The second day is today, which is Tuesday, and we'll have results of that in our paper. And then coming up early next week is going to be the Confidence Classic out at Bella Vista, which is always a big meet for all the teams around here. And then once you get past that, we're looking at state tournaments breathing down our neck. In tennis, I believe this afternoon, Bentonville and Fayetteville are supposed to play tennis this week, and that's the top two teams in the 6A West Conference. You're kind of looking at potential postseason matchups there. And those two have already gone at it once with Fayetteville winning, but yeah. Bentonville won some of the matches there. Yeah. Rick, you already kind of hinted at it on volleyball. Fort Smith Southside, they're burning the wheels up here. They came to Bentonville last week, so last night they were at Shiloh Christian and went five sets with the Lady Saints and took a 3-2 win. Tonight they're playing Fayetteville in a big 6A West match, and our own Paul Boyd will be there to cover that one. So look for that in the papers on Wednesday. And I tell you what, then after all that, now we're going to get to some football, right? And just a couple games that I've got my eye on. One, we talked about Springdale, being 2-0. And well, it's exciting. I really have a chance. I think they have a chance. They're going to go 4-0.
Oh, okay.
I think they can win this week at home. And then I think they can beat Rogers Heritage to open up conference play at the end of September. I mean, wouldn't that be something if Springdale have a really good year this year? That would be good. How about this one, Rick? On Friday night, Warren versus Elkins at Arkansas Tech. You talk about two of the top teams in Class 4A. That's going to be a battle.
I'm waiting to talk to the Elkins coach, Zach Watson. How all that came about, but I think that is tremendous. Everybody knows where Elkins is, and Warren way down there in the Piney Woods of South Arkansas, and somehow they managed to come up there and kind of meet halfway. I think that would be great.
And then the big one up in Northwest Arkansas this week, in Washington County, you have Prairie Grove at Farmington. And Rick, that's, you know, you live in Prairie Grove or in that area somewhere around there. Yeah. You know all about this rivalry.
It goes back and forth. I think Farmington won last year, but Prairie Grove has its share of wins. I can't break it down what the series record is, but I know. I was in the store this morning. Somebody's wearing the Battle of 62. They wear those shirts. So that's a big-time rivalry, whether they're in the same conference, same classification or not. I know both of those teams will be jacked up on Friday night for that one.
Well, I kind of went down the rabbit hole this morning. I was trying to get some information about the Battle of Highway 62, and I went back all the way to 2001. So that's 23 games. Prairie Grove's won 12 of them. Farmington's won 11.
See?
And
love it.
It is just back and forth. And now you got the angle of Tommy Tice being in there. And I think I read a story where Danny Abshire got his start working for Tommy Tice way back in the day. So
he's like his mentor. He helped him get started. And
yeah.
I think Danny worked for him for a while.
So that's going to be really fun. And we're looking forward to it. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get into who you got. Everybody's favorite time of the podcast when we give our predictions. And as we go to break, though, we're going to leave you with some clips from the Muskogee-Rogers game. We'll be back on Prep Rally.
If you're enjoying this podcast, consider a newspaper subscription to the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette or the River Valley Democrat Gazette. We have a special offer for our podcast listeners, so visit nwaonline.com/nwapodcast to get started. You can also click the subscribe button on our websites, nwaonline.com and rivervalleydemocratgazette.com, or call us at 479-684-5509 and be sure to say that you're a podcast listener. Now back to the show.
All right, and we're back on the Prep Rally podcast. Rick Fires and Graham Thomas in Northwest Arkansas, and Leland Barclay joins us from the River Valley. All right, guys, so it's who you got time, and you know, we're going to the standings, I tell you, fellas, Rick, I went ahead and just pulled your predictions last week since you were out last week, but I pulled them from your column.
Okay.
So I have to tell you, you went 6-2 for after 2 weeks. You're 12-4 overall. I went 5-3, and I'm also 12-4. And Leland, ooh, man, not a good week for Leland last week. We're going 3-5 with a so far a total of 9-7 after 2 weeks of play. So we'll go ahead and get the picks started this week. How about a Thursday night game in lovely Sheridan, Arkansas? I don't know if you've ever been to Sheridan.
I've been to Sheridan. It's not. It's near Pine Bluff. It's all right. I like Sheridan.
And that place is the hottest I've ever been at a high school football game. True story. And I've covered a lot of games like in South Louisiana and all that is in Sheridan, Arkansas. I thought I was going to melt. But the Rogers Mounties and Sheridan are going to meet up on Thursday night. Rick Fires, who you got?
I got the Rogers Mounties.
I got the Rogers Mounties as well. Going to try and bounce back after a tough loss against Muskogee, Oklahoma this past week. Leland, Rogers at Sheridan. You're heading down there to go visit our old friend Kevin Kelly. Who you got?
Well, you know, onside kicks. You know, Kevin Kelly, if he gets three of those, if his teams get three of those in a game, he's undefeated in his career as a head coach. But I think Rogers bounces back and they recover enough to win the game.
All right. We're all in agreement on Rogers, so hopefully they can get that done for us to keep our records good. Okay, we just mentioned it. Arkansas Tech playing host to Warren versus Elkins, the Lumberjacks. What a great, great class. I think we all picked them to win the Class 4A state title. Elkins Elks, the state semifinalists in Class 4A. Oh, man, I would love to pick Elkins in this game, but I just can't go against Warren. I think they're going to be too tough for the Elks. Who you got?
I tell you what, most of the state knows who Warren is. Most of the state doesn't know who Elkins is. I know who Elkins is. I'm taking Elkins, and I think that's they're going to show the – last year they showed the state by going like the state semifinals. I think they continue that. I think they got another good team. I saw where Warren lost to Greenbrier. I mean, that's the worst thing to try to pick a game based on what somebody else did. But I'm liking me some Elks in this game, so I'm going Elkins.
Leland, who you got?
Well, I tell you, Warren lost their quarterback, Jackson Denton, for the season with a broken leg. But their backup is a guy by the name of Burks. Have we heard that name from Warren before?
Yep.
So I imagine they're still in pretty good shape at quarterback. But I think that difference, I'm going to now go with Elkins to win that game.
Ooh, I like it. Elkins. Yep. All right. I did not hear about the Warren quarterback. So, okay, Frank.
That's why we got Leland.
Yep. among other things, right? So yep. Franklin County feud, Charleston and Ozark. This sounds like a really fun one to cover. Both teams have had tough losses last week. Charleston with a tough one. And Ozark against Boonville had a tough loss. I'm going to start us off here and just go with Ozark. For the simple fact that Ozark is at home, going to bounce back against the Charleston Tigers. Rick Fiers, who you got?
I'm going Charleston Tigers.
All right. Leland, who you got?
I think the big thing here is with Kobe Wilbanks being questionable in this game, I think it was kind of a toss-up to begin with, but I definitely am going with Charleston now. Charleston quarterback Carter Little last week in a loss to Pottsville threw for 444 yards. So I'm going to go with Charleston to win the Franklin County feud.
All right. How about a big one at Blakemore Field? Van Buren was a conference game last year, not a conference game this year. Greenbrier at Van Buren. Leland, we'll start off with this one with you. Pretty big game, I think, for the Pointers to try and bounce back after a tough loss to Springdale.
Well, and, you know, Greenbrier, too, you know, both of these teams, you know, the final non-conference game for both teams, they want to go into conference play with some confidence. But I think the Pointers bounce back from a loss to a very good, obviously, Springdale team last week.
I'm taking the Pointers as well. Rick, who you got?
I got Greenbrier.
Greenbrier. You saw them last year. You liked what they did.
Yes.
So.
I remember them in that conference. I really liked them.
Yep. Oh, how about this? The Alma Airedales have to go on the road to Hot Springs, making the trip over that way after a nice bounce-back win at Siloam Springs. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take Hot Springs to beat Alma on Friday night. Rick, who you got?
I'm going to take Alma. I talked to some of the players, and they're going to go down there, and they guarantee a win for me there, and they're going to go to the racetrack and put down $20 for me on a – to win at the horse track.
Leland, who you got?
I think one of the trifectas is Israel Towns Robinson with 200 yards rushing. I'm taking the Airedales.
All right. I'm sure they'll take the pick I have for Hot Springs and use that as for whatever motivation they need. Hey, how about that? You know, we talked about that border battle, Rick. So here's another good one for you this week. Actually, two that we're going to pick. Shiloh Christian, Lincoln Christian. This is one of those games last year where Shiloh slipped up a little bit over there, and for whatever reason, they're going back over there. They went to Little Rock Christian 2 years in a row, and they're going back to Lincoln Christian 2 years in a row. So, who you got, Rick?
I'm going to go Shiloh Christian.
I've got Shiloh Christian as well. I think they've shown a lot, and we know they can score points. So I'm going to say they're going to score points. And you know, Lincoln Christian really keyed on Bo Williams last year, and that one, that was tough for Shiloh. Shiloh's got more weapons this year, so I'm going Shiloh. Leland, what you think? Who you got?
Well, you know, this is another one of the teams. You know, Shiloh Christian, again, has lost their quarterback. I don't know if it's for the season or not. You know, they were down at Little Rock Christian Friday night. They were down 12-0 early. They were down 26-15 at halftime. And 33-22 going into the fourth quarter, and then scored three touchdowns in the last 9 minutes of the game, including the game winner with 19 seconds left. So you can never count them out. But, I think the losing a quarterback, I think it's going to take a little time for them to adjust. And I'm going to go Lincoln Christian.
Okay. We talked about Springdale a lot on this podcast so far today. They're hosting Tulsa Bishop Kelly. This is an easy one for me. I think Springdale comes back home with a lot of momentum and takes care of Tulsa Bishop Kelly. So I am going Springdale High. Leland, what you think?
Well, I tell you, from what I've heard, Julian Aroras in the middle of that Springdale defense, I think, you know, their offense gets a lot of notoriety. They actually threw a touchdown pass last week, and they run the ball well. But I think defensively they're very good as well, led by Aroras, a junior defensive lineman. I'm going to go Springdale.
And Rick?
Yeah, Springdale.
Well, I hope that, you know, there are few places like Gerald Williams Bulldog Stadium on a Friday night when it's rocking and rolling. So hopefully they have a good crowd there and for an exciting football game. Okay, and that leads us into our game of the week, which is going to be the Battle of Highway 62, Prairie Grove at Farmington. Leland, who you got?
Well, I'll tell you, how about this? These two coaches, Danny Absher and Tom Tice, combined have won over 500 games in their coaching career as a head coach. So how about that matchup? But neither one of them are going to throw a pass or make a tackle on Friday night. And it's a tough one, but I don't see Farmington being 0-3 going into conference play, even though they've, you know, played two tough opponents. I think they do bounce back and get a win as they go into 5A West play.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people about this one, coaches from that conference or from the 4A1, coaches from the 5A West, you know, and people are going both ways with it. Prairie Grove had a really impressive win against Tahlequah Sequoia last week. But I'm kind of with you, Leland. Farmington, they can score some points. They showed that last week. I'm going to go Farmington to take Prairie Grove in the Battle of Highway 62. Rick Fires, who you got?
I'm going to Guinea. Who was it? Springdale Harbor just whacked them on the ground. If anybody knows how to use a rushing attack with all that wing T, that's Danny Absher and the Prairie Grove Tigers. So they're going to pound Farmington, try to make them to stop them. And I think Prairie Grove gets it done in this one.
Man, all right. We got a lot of diversity in these picks here. This is going to be fun to see where the standings end up next week. Hey, Leland, what you got for us on that?
Well, you know, I've got a bonus pick, too. Being in last place, I'm going to invoke the Beano Cook rule that since I'm in last place that I can make a bonus pick this week. And I am going – have you guys ever – my wife got bitten by a couple of hornets last week. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever been stung by hornets or not. But when you make them mad, the hornet can be a very, very dangerous thing. And Parkview made the Hornets, the Bryant Hornets, mad last week or last year.
Yes.
I think Bryant goes to War Memorial Stadium on Friday night and knocks off the number one team in the state, Little Rock Parkview.
Oh, man. You know, I've had Little Rock Parkview in the top of my Arkansas sports media poll ever since I saw them in the state championship game against Shiloh last year. Man, that would be a heck of a win for the Bryant Hornets, who look like they're back by everything all considered, you know. And the one game we didn't talk about this week was Conway and Bentonville, and Conway got the big win over Bentonville too. That's neither here nor there. We can't get it all on this podcast, but it's hard for, you know, Parkview always plays really well at War Memorial Stadium, so, and I guess Bryant does too for that matter. I'm going to stick with the Parkview Patriots, my number one team in the state, and I'm going to go Parkview. Rick, who you got?
I've always said every time I pick up paper on Sunday or read that Parkview, I know they got talented guys going D1. I've always had an uneasy feeling about a 5A team being ranked number one overall when you got 6A, 7A. I think Bryant, for the 7A teams and some of the reason that Leland said, I think Bryant goes in there and beats them by a touchdown or two.
Ooh, wow. Man, guys, we can't be everywhere, but that would be a fun one to be at on Friday night.
Yep.
Luckily, the Democrat Gazette will have it all
covered. Yep.
Yes. So, well, folks, that's going to wrap up this week's edition of Prep Rally. You can find the Prep Rally podcast on nwaonline.com or wherever you get your podcasts. for Leland Barclay in the River Valley and Rick Fiers here in the studio in Northwest Arkansas. Graham Thomas signing off. We love you.